And we're back on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is Diana Delling sitting in for Mary Charlotte, and I'm here with Rob DeWalt from New Mexico Magazine.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Just great. It's a little early, but it's all good.
They always start cooking the bacon right when we start.
They do.
It's just not fair.
That'll wake you up.
I got to start eating breakfast before I come over here. So anyway, it's kind of a packed weekend, isn't it?
It is. It's fall.
It's fall. We've got wine and chili fiesta all over the map.
We do.
It's crazy. I went to a trade tasting the other day at El Dorado Hotel, and it was just amazing.
Kind of a preview?
Yeah, it's a preview. It's basically just like all of the purveyors and restaurant people. It's not really open to the public, but you know,
but you were there.
I've got the inside scoop, it was amazing, and there's such an atmosphere around Wine and Chili Fiesta. A friend of mine posted something on Facebook this morning about it being sort of its own little world, and it really is. Certain events are anyway, especially if you're in the restaurant business. But Wine and Chili is for everybody. There's events going on throughout the week. You can go to their website to find out. Some of them are sold out, you know. Like, the last time I checked, there really weren't that many tickets left for the main tasting up at the Santa Fe Opera. There never are. You know, they always they always sell out. So those are hot ticket items. Check Craigslist. You can check Craigslist. And then today we have the Governor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts. And that is happening, let me see. There's actually an exhibit reception at the State Capitol building from 3:30 to 4:30, and then from 5:15 to 7, there's an award ceremony at St. Francis Auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art.
And that's today.
Yeah, and I covered them in the September and October issues. The October issue of New Mexico Magazine is on shelves now.
What's on the cover?
What's on the cover? We have a beautiful woman walking in the fall leaves, because the October issue is all about fabulous autumn outings, and we have like 70 of them.
Not 70.
70. Yeah.
I can think of 5 off the top of my head, but you've got 65 more.
We've got wine tasting. We've got a weekend in White Sands. We've got fall foliage tours, including the Cumbres and Toltec Railroad.
Nice.
An escape to Ojo Caliente. Balloon Fiesta day trips, and my favorite, which is farm-to-table foraging. And there's a great... Everyone is looking forward to the finale of Breaking Bad this weekend.
And do you write about that?
No. Candace Walsh wrote a wonderful... She did a great interview with Anna Gunn, a Santa Fe native.
I did not know she was a Santa Fe native.
Yeah, we went
I'm
to school together.
I'm a huge fan. Really?
Yeah, we went to Santa Fe Prep together. And Candace got to interview her. And that is in the October issue. And I believe it's also on the website. But it's a great interview. It's she has some wonderful insights into coming home again, which is pretty cool.
Great.
And okay, so on to the rest of the week.
There's so much going on, and I, of course, in my day job, the rest of the day job, am at the Lensic as communications director. And I want to tell people about the Lensic because we have some cool things going on this weekend. Fusion Theater of Albuquerque is coming back to the Lensic, opening its second season in Santa Fe at the Lensic with Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. It's a Christopher Durang comedy. It was a huge hit on Broadway. It won a Tony last year. And we've got it at the Lensic tonight at 8 o'clock, tomorrow at 2, and then again at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's a great partnership, Fusion and Lensic.
They're fantastic. And yeah. I know Dennis was on earlier this week on the Radio Cafe, and we still have tickets available. Please come. It's going to be funny, and... It just closed on Broadway in August, I believe, so we're one of the first other cities in the United States to get rights to the play. Of course, it's a different production company, but it's our fantastic Fusion.
Exactly.
So, please come.
Yeah, that's wonderful that they're coming down here and sharing their love with us.
Yes.
In Santa Fe. Hey, I wanted to get this out. Story Healers International is going to present an evening original monologues to benefit El Castillo's new Memory Center for Alzheimer's on September 27th, which is today at 7 o'clock, at the Santa Fe Woman's Club. So part one is The Caregiver's Diaries, which is original monologues that they give a glimpse into the lives of professional caregivers and personal caregivers. And then part two is Life After 80, personal stories written by the elders who are part of the El Castillo community. You can get tickets for the event, which is tonight at 7 at the Santa Fe Women's Club, through brownpapertickets.com.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. No, this is an important event, and these caregivers are wonderful people.
Yeah.
And so are these folks that you know, life after 80, wow, you know? I'm sure there's a lot to learn from these folks.
I agree. I'll tell people about an event called it's a book launch for Spider Woman's Daughter. That's a new book by author Ann Hillerman, Santa Fean, and this book launch is to benefit the Santa Fe Public Library. This event will be Wednesday, October 2nd, at the Inn and Spa at Loretto at 6 o'clock. It's a book launch for Spider Woman's Daughter. And for more information, you can call 983-5615.
Sweet. There are some wonderful things happening at Collected Works.
Always.
This weekend. Tonight we've got Cindy Green presenting her latest book, Backpackers Ultra Food.
Because you need good food when you're out there.
And there's a slideshow that goes along with that. Saturday from 9 to noon, Cindy's going to join Collected Works staff at the Santa Fe Farmers Market for a cooking demo and book signing. And then on Saturday night, psychotherapist and author Ralph Metzner is going to be in the Collected Works storefront to discuss famous chemist Abby Albert Hoffman.
And that's who we just talked to.
Yes.
And I'm going.
Yeah. There's tons of stuff going on. I mean, go to the Collected Works website, because if I rattled off all the wonderful things that are happening, I really wouldn't have time for much else.
You're right. For example, the Nick Brandt opening
mm-hmm.
at Photo Eye. The exhibit is called Across the Ravaged Land. This is an exhibit of photographs by Nick Brandt, celebrating the first release in 2 years of a new book of his works, published by Abrams. It's the third and final volume in his trilogy of books documenting the disappearing natural world and animals of East Africa. He does beautiful, beautiful wildlife photography. And the opening is today, September 27th, at Photo Eye, 376 A Garcia Street, from 5 to 7 o'clock tonight.
Great. There's a really wonderful exhibit opening at Verve Gallery of Photography.
More photography.
Well, there's tons of...
Yeah.
...of great photography in this town, but we've got Nevada Weir's Invisible Light, The World in Infrared. Mm-hmm. Really beautiful paragraphs. And then Alan Perlman, Santa Fe Faces. Janik Russick, The Tenuous Stem. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 for all these tonight. And these are up through November 2nd. There's a lot of art openings happening right now. I guess 'tis the season.
Exactly.
You know?
You can decorate your house with art, and if you need more things, you could go to the Dragonfly School's Rummage Sale tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't even know they were having one.
They're having a big old sale tomorrow from 8 to 3, and then again on Sunday from 10 to 2. It's a big event. There will be great stuff, including furniture, kid stuff, books, art, housewares, and more. And if you have anything you want to drop off, you can drop them off at the Dragonfly School Friday evening. And then the rummage sale is tomorrow at 935 Alto Street.
Sweet. So. This is also the weekend of the Santa Fe Concorso. God, there's a lot going on.
Cars, yeah.
Cars, motorcycles, I believe some bicycles.
Fancy ones, though. Not what I drive, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
But cool cars.
Some new, some old, some prototype. This goes out throughout the weekend at Las Campanas and the Santa Fe Air Center.
Oh yeah, the air.
Air.
I know what you mean, and I hope the audience does too.
Yes, and you can find out more about that. There's a little story by me on the nmmagazine.com website,
oh, nice.
Or you can go to the santafeconcorso.com. For tickets and other information.
I heard that's really fun. I have never been.
It is. It is. And I believe this year they're honoring Dolores McCluggage, she was a professional race car driver. She's been writing for an automotive magazine for like 50 years. And she's sort of one of those gals who broke the glass ceiling in professional car racing. So she's a big deal.
That's
and they're
going to
honor her this weekend. So
Very
go
nice.
Check it out.
Rob, I don't want you to fight with me, but can I do Cat of the Week?
You can do Cat of the Week, because I don't have
it.
Any cat to do.
I have a cat, and his name is Freckles.
Your cat?
Well, oh. No, this. I'm sorry. I had a cat, but no longer. This cat is Freckles, and he's a kitten that has been through a lot, and it would be great if he could be adopted with one of his siblings. See, we're trying to sneak it in so you can get Freckles and another cat, too. He's sweet and social and loves to play. He's a handsome boy with a short coat and gray tabby markings, and he's not even a year old. He was born in June. If you'd like to adopt Freckles, or there are so many other great cats, please contact Felines and Friends. You can call them at 316-CAT-1, which is 316-2281, or you can go to fandnm.org. That's fandfnm.org. Felines and Friends. And by the way, if you want to stop by Petco, advisors will be on hand Thursday through Sunday from 1 to 4.
Sweet. Hey, there is a pop-up shop. It's sort of an art pop-up shop.
It popped right up?
Yeah. And that's today. It starts at 10 and then tomorrow at 5. Until tomorrow at 5. It's at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. There's great stuff by Tim Jag, Ann Jag, Tuscany Wagner, Jan Hudson, Chris Collins, tons of people. I'm not sure exactly what 1616 Old Pecos Trail is, but I believe if you drive by, you're going to see it.
You're going to see it, and it's a temporary shop, right?
Yeah,
it's
a temporary shop, but you can get an early jump on holiday shopping if you want, and it's inexpensive art, which is the great thing about it too. Is it's not the blue chip stuff. It's
right.
It's great art, but it's not gonna leave you with a second mortgage.
It really is the start of the gallery and art season here in Santa Fe, which is always good.
Yeah, I'm actually going to. My partner has convinced me to go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter tomorrow to look at puppies.
I almost want to come. I love going there.
I know my mother is listening to this going, oh boy, here we go.
What's my boy Rob getting into?
But it's time. We have an old girl and we have a younger dog who needs a playmate. So we're going to go out and just look around.
And as you know, you can go online and look at them all and pick out little cute pictures they try to lure you with. And it works for me. I want them all.
It works. I mean, I just, I need to go out there and sort of, touch them and smell the puppy breath and, know.
Well, please report back next time you're on Speaking of the Arts and tell us about your new dog. But is it true you might name her Mary Charlotte after our host?
Host? It depends. I mean, we've always had female dogs, so it's a possibility.
It would be a nice honor for her.
Yeah, it would. Well, I don't know how she would take that.
I know Mary Charlotte. I think she would love it. She's a dog lover, and I am too.
I named my dog after you.
While you were gone.
Great, thanks.
We honored you. let me go back to events and tell people about the Hungarian State Folk Ensemble, which is at the Lenzik.
Oh, cool.
The Hungarian State Folk Ensemble is a troupe of almost 40 musicians and dancers performing traditional dances and music of Hungary. There are dances in, traditional bright embroidered costumes. There are orchestras playing gypsy music and other Hungarian traditional music, which people may not know, but it influenced and inspired a lot of the 19th century and 18th century composers of classical music. The event Hungarian State Folk Dance Ensemble is at the Lenzik on October 3rd, next Thursday at 7:30. Tickets are still available, and we will be giving away two pair of tickets to the Hungarian State Folk Ensemble for callers who call in now. And this week I will remember to announce when the tickets have been given away, because we don't want people to have to continue to call when they're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, my problem is I have to find the KSFR phone number, and I will announce that in a second. I'm really sorry that I don't have it on hand. Rob, do you have something to say while I fish around for it?
I will find something. Ann Hillerman is celebrating the launch. Oh, we already talked about that, didn't we?
We did.
Okay. I've got something else, though. let's see. We've got Steve Ovitzky, the executive director of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, is going to talk about Light in the Time of Darkness, the other music of, if I mispronounce this, Terezin.
Sounds good to me.
7 p.m., Temple Beth Shalom, on Tuesday night. Let's see. I've got other things that I can speak of.
Can I slip in the phone number real quick? Okay, so for the tickets to the Hungarian State Folk Ensemble at the Lenzik next Thursday night, please call 428-1527. That's 428-1527 KSFR, and we're giving away two pair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now, back to Rob DeWalt.
We've got Epic Artists. This is cool. This is tonight. Performances by Santa Fe Concert Association students aged 8 to 17. Tonight at 5:30 at First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe on Grant Avenue. And I believe that's a free concert. But don't quote me on that.
it's worth it even if it's not, but I bet you're right.
Hey, you know, it's supposed to, it's freezing in parts of northern and western New Mexico tonight.
I heard that.
It's going to get down to 36 this evening here in Santa Fe, but today from 9 to 5, well, actually, the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily from April to October, which means that you have a few days left to go and check out the, I believe it's phase one that they finished on the garden.
I think so too. I have not been yet.
I haven't, you know, and like my mother and I have been trying to get over there, and it's just impossible. Or it has been. We've had so many house guests and stuff, so we're going to, maybe we'll make it over there this weekend if I don't have a puppy to take care of.
I kind of hope you do, but I don't want to cramp your social and cultural life.
Oh, this is cool. David Scheinbaum, one of my favorite photographers and a really great human being, and Janet Russick, they are both great photographers, and they are going to be signing copies of their books. David's is Hip Hop Portraits of an Urban Hymn, and hers is The Tenuous Stem, and that's from 2 to 4 p.m. at Verve on Saturday.
Nice.
So, and that's a great collection of hip hop photographs. And David's sort of like this walking encyclopedia of hip-hop culture. So I might head over there for a second and try that. Got the 8th Annual Palace Gem and Mineral Shows this weekend, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
At the Palace of the Governors?
It's at the Palace of the Governors Courtyard. You know, you got to enter through the Blue Gate on Lincoln Avenue. But there's going to be workshops of jewelry making. There's going to be talks, and of course, gems and minerals, and, you know,
all over many.
Yeah, and then Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having their fall open house tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I was going to mention that one too.
You can go and check out the old animals and give them some love, and it's a great organization. If you go to kindredspiritsnm.org, you can find a schedule of events.
I have yet another dog event. There's a dog behavioral seminar tomorrow at the Santa Fe Country Club. It's sponsored by the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Santa Fe Trails Dog Academy. It's a 2-day seminar with dog expert Sarah Kalmaj, and it is called Beyond Dog Behavior, Understanding Canine Motivation. You can still register. There's late registration at the door. If you have any questions, you can visit the trainer's website, Blue Dog Training, or you can call the Santa Fe Animal Shelter at 983-4309. I do want to announce that the Hungarian State Dance... I can never say the name, and I'm the publicist. The Hungarian State Folk Ensemble tickets at the Lenzik are gone, but there are more available at the Lenzik. I mean, the ones we're giving away free are gone. There are many more available at the Lenzik. Please call Ticket Santa Fe, 988-1234, or visit TicketSantaFe.com.
Neat. Hey, Road Trip, the 26th Annual Old Taos Trade Fair is this Saturday and Sunday. I believe it's from 9:30 to 5 on Saturday and then noon to 5 on Sunday. There's going to be reenactments and Andalusian horse demonstrations, Aztec dances. And that's at La Hacienda de los Martinez. And that's a small cover at the door. And ages 12 and under, there's no charge. If you call 575-758-3810, you can find out more about the 26th annual Old Taos Trade Fair.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
El Museo Cultural will be screening Chilean movies in Spanish with English subtitles. I believe it is a festival, a Chilean film festival, and they have a couple this weekend. Saturday, the 28th, that's tomorrow, there's a Western called Sal, which means salt. And then next Friday they'll have another one, Aquí Estoy, Aquí No, Here I Am, I'm Not Here. It's a comedy, a suspenseful comedy, and for more information, please go to El Museo's website or call 992-0591.
That's cool. Hey, Coraline is going to be at the Jean Cocteau Theater.
Ah,
have you ever seen Coraline?
I have not.
It's pretty cool.
I have still not been to the theater, which is shameful.
I know.
I live right by it, and I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
We gotta go.
I know.
After you get your dog.
After I get my dog. If I get a dog, we're just gonna go look. You know, I don't want to commit.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, yeah. And then you go there, and they're really cute.
I know, but, you know. The Guillotines, the Jean Cocteau, it's a martial arts film.
At the Jean Cocteau again, right.
Yeah. But there's tons of other great films happening. We've got the Beckett on Film, sort of the mini Beckett Film Festival spread over a few weeks at the screen.
Right.
That's going to be awesome. And we also have...
We have dancing.
Oh, yeah.
There is an event called Pachanga. It's at the Lodge, which is
the hotel.
Hotel at 750 North Francis. It's a salsa night, and it will feature a free dance lesson with one of Santa Fe's finest teachers, Darren Visagra. It starts at 8:45. It's actually, I shouldn't say salsa, it's Latin dance night, so I think there will be all kinds. It'll mix contemporary and classic salsa, bachata, merengue, reggaeton and more. So this is at the Lodge every Friday night. It starts at 8:45, and it goes pretty late. It goes all the way to 1:30 in the morning. It's just very, very late for Santa Fe, as we all know.
Where does one get a bite to eat now at 1:30 in the morning in Santa Fe? That's not Denny's.
And Atomic is under new ownership, did I read? Or
yeah.
It will soon be?
Yeah.
I think they're staying late, but you might have to go to Allsup's, I'm sorry to say.
Pick up a chimichanga.
Yeah. I used to eat those from Allsup's when I first moved here.
Oh,
and
wow.
I thought they were really good.
Yeah, they can get pretty addictive. But, oh my gosh. Music in the background.
Is it that time already?
It is that. It is that sound.
I want to say thank you very much to Rob DeWalt from New Mexico Magazine for being here, for speaking of the arts.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you also to Ralph Metzner, who was on the first part of the show. And thanks, everybody. I hope you have a good weekend. There's lots to do, and you can find out more by looking at New Mexico Magazine, of course.
Mm-hmm. Or you can hit us online at nmmagazine.com and on Twitter at #nmmagazine or on Facebook.
Kind of everywhere.
We're kind of everywhere.
In a good way. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Banking Company, and we're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're podcasting at Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Let me say that again, santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. And we're on Facebook, too, at facebook.com/radiocafemc. I hope everyone will stay tuned for the BBC News, which is followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Happy fall, and have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.